Valley Auto.
Hey, can I speak to Bob, please?
This is.
Hey, Bob, this is Sam calling with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm fine.
It's good. I'm looking to follow up with you here real quick. We had extended an offer to the business. We had you guys pre-approved for about $250,000 worth of equipment financing or capital. I was just kind of looking to touch base with you guys and see if you were in the market here to grab anything, replace anything, or, you know, something where we could be of use to you here.
Right now, we're sitting pretty okay.
Okay.
I might look to do something come fall, or not fall, but spring.
Sure. So sometime in the spring?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you be looking for there, like some equipment or just some growth cash?
Oh, it'd probably be like a flatbed wrecker.
Flatbed wrecker. Okay. You have one right now, or are you grabbing a new one?
No, I don't have one right now. I've got a... just a winch truck right now.
Winch truck.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to add a flatbed to the program.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I can see here on the screen you may have taken out a working capital loan last year in February. Does that sound right?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember anything about that? If that worked out for you? Anything?
I actually ended up putting that wrecker of mine together, and then I did that small little advance, but right now, like I say, right now we're doing okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, no worries. Okay, when the time comes, I guess when spring comes around, when you're looking for that flatbed wrecker, I'd love to toss our hat in the ring there and see what we can do for you guys. Do you usually finance through a local bank or, you know, through the manufacturer?
No, I don't really deal with the local banks much, so a lot of times when I do stuff, I actually just tuck and save and pay cash.
Smart, to be honest. Yeah, you know, it doesn't really pay to be loyal to banks anyway. It's like, generally, if you can pay cash, that'd be good, but otherwise you make them go to war with each other and then kind of see who comes out on top. It's a pretty good way to go through it.
Yeah.
I guess, some personal advice there. If you're looking for, a big truck like that, talking like a flatbed wrecker, I guess your first option would be to see if you can finance through the manufacturer. If that works out, they usually offer some really good stuff, like 0 to 1%. No one can touch it. And then from that point on, if they can't do it, then you'd kind of come to us, and then this is where we come in, just kind of get competitive. We do have a match or beat policy, so if someone gives you a good deal, one of the banks you call, and it beats us by whatever, 0.5%, you can just send it our way, and we'll actually drop it. We're more interested in the client relationship than making money off one or two deals, so that's kind of been a good philosophy for us here. I was going to kind of give you a heads up there, Bob. We do have a way for you to probe just our programs, just to kind of take a peek. It's almost like a pre-qualification. There's no fee. We don't run your credit or anything. It's like a soft inquiry or whatever. So what people generally do in your situation is you'll get that pre-approval. You'll know exactly how much you qualify for. You'll know the rates and everything else. And that way, when it comes time to go shopping for the truck, you have like the confidence behind you. Like, you know what's a range you're going to be looking at and stuff like that. If that sounds attractive to you, we can turn that around in like 24 hours. The offer sits for like a good 90 days or more. So it's generally useful for people who are kind of doing something in the near future or just exploring. That way, when you bump into a good deal, you know, if you see one of those wreckers out there that looks like you want to grab it, it doesn't slip through your fingers. You'd be ready to finance it like right away. Yeah, if that sounds appealing to you, does that sound useful in any way?
Yeah, I would say, you know, maybe it'd be worth looking into that sometime midwinter.
The midwinter?
Yeah, like maybe give me a shout back even if you gave me a call back sometime in mid to late November.
Okay, I can definitely do that. Sure. So mid to late November, and just to kind of give you a heads up, all we really need is just 6 months of bank statements and then that one-page application that we have condensed. And that's once we take that, we just crunch it all together, we can shoot out the offer. And then once you have the exact truck that you'd like, all you got to do is send us the quote and we can basically fund it overnight. So it's a pretty quick setup. Usually works pretty well. So, all right, Bob, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and hold on to this info, make some notes here, and then just swing back in mid to late November and just kind of see where you guys are sitting at.
All right, sounds good.
Sounds good. Is there a good email address I could reach you at? I won't send you any spam, I promise. It's just, it'll have my contact info, just like a little bit of background on your...
Yeah, it's MTN, short for mountain.
MTN.
Valley.
Valley.
You expect you're back in
Auto
today?
Truck.
Auto Truck.
At Gmail.
Gmail.com. Right. And it'll just have some background info on what we do here, some of our stuff, and then just my personal contact info. If anything ever comes up, feel free to reach out. We'll be right here.
Sounds good.
I appreciate it, Bob. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.